Big station. Big energy. Where the plugs plug. It's wow. Power 98.
No limit, Larry Mad, you get the picture. Morning madhouse for breath, we in the kitchen.
Morning madhouse.
What the wrong with Burpee is something they can't fix. Incognito in the kitchen with the mix. Loud in your neighborhood, waving hey to you. Jessica coming with the nosy neighbor new. Are you dumb? We the biggest, hope you playing it smart. Good morning, Shaw. Man, we came to tear the city apart. Whoa.
Morning madhouse, yeah. Morning madhouse, yeah. Morning madhouse, morning madhouse. Whoa. Morning madhouse, yeah. Morning madhouse, yeah. Morning madhouse, morning madhouse. Whoa.
Boys, a Friday. That's right, a Friday inside the madhouse. Welcome to Friday. But listen, boy, it's gonna be a mild Friday today. 62 degrees right now. 84 degrees is the high. We got light breezes all day long. The rain chances have moved out the way for the weekend. Your weekend is gonna be nice. Sunshine, 86 tomorrow. Sunshine, 90 on Sunday. It's gonna be a nice weekend, man. What we gonna do this weekend? It's a Friday! In the madhouse with me this morning on this Friday! Y'all gotta say what's up to Miss Jessica, the girl in that dough.
Good morning to you. Good morning to you. We're all in our places with bright smiling faces, and this is the way we start our new day. Good morning, everyone.
What up, man? Jessica?
Ain't nothing. How you doing?
Man, I'm good. It's a Friday!
That's how you gotta wake up on Friday, man. You gotta wake up and jump out of bed. It's a Friday!
You ready?
I'm ready.
All right, also in the madhouse with me this morning, y'all say what's up, the comedian, baby.
I say good morning,
Monroe.
Good morning.
Marsville.
Good morning.
Man,
good morning.
All the way back to Charlotte, America.
Good morning.
Welcome to Friday.
Handy boy.
Boy, it's a lot happening on this Friday, boy. Oh, boy, I was surfing and turfing on the internet last night, and I stopped upon a few things. First thing I stopped upon last night was General Mark Milley, the highest ranking official in the military. He was out speaking about the, you know, the folks that ran up in the Capitol. And he said that he wants to understand white rage. He said, I'm a white man, and I want to understand white rage. White rage became trending words on yesterday after he put out white rage. And, boy, everybody was stopping through. Everybody was making comments about his comment. And a lot of people said, well, if you want to understand white rage, then you're racist your damn self. Because it takes somebody who wants to live in that and be in that to want to understand that. Because they're saying that, you know, this is the extreme. This white rage is the extreme of white privilege. And for him to be a high ranking, the highest ranking military official, then he might need to take a look in the mirror at himself. General Mark Milley.
Can I borrow your hot key this morning?
Go ahead, brother.
General Mark Milley.
Shut your dumb ass up. Appreciate you this morning, big dog.
Also, did y'all see that, though? Did y'all see him making that statement as he was talking about the Capitol? Did y'all see that?
I did not.
Oh, man. It was one of them things, like, I can imagine sitting there and you know how somebody be speaking and somebody say something and you sitting in the audience, you're like, what the? You know what I mean? It's one of them moments. Like, what the?
A lot of the comments that I saw about it were the opposite. They were pleasantly surprised at a white person that holds so much authority speaking in that manner and saying,
okay.
Oh no, hold on. We do need to
talk about it.
We do need to look into this. We do need to talk about it. This isn't something that can be swept under the rug. This is something that's mm-hmm. real, and it needs to be talked about, and it needs to be addressed. Those were a lot of the comments that I was seeing about okay. it.
What'd you think about it?
I have not had a chance to listen to the entire thing, so I can't offer up an opinion. I did see it. I saw it the other day and happened to scroll through some of the comments just to see it, because the video that I saw was pretty lengthy and I didn't have a chance
to
look at it.
So now just the white rage comment in itself, just the term white rage and the thinking of what white rage is. You don't have an opinion about that?
up.
Not necessarily about what he said, but just, you know, just the term of white rage and white folks feeling like, you know, if we can't get our way, then we'll just go take it the hell over and we'll make it our way. And they feel upset about, and the term coming from them feeling upset about, you know, other nationalities getting things that they deserve and, you know, plans being laid out for them. And now it's like, we're in a rage. Like, nah, we going to do something about it. That's what, you know, made them storm the Capitol, because they feel like they're not getting their way. So, you have an opinion about that?
What's the question?
So, do you have an opinion about just the white rage, just white rage in itself?
Oh, I think it. I definitely think it exists. I definitely think that it's something that exists. And yeah, I mean, we see it play out.
Yeah. I mean, Frank, what about you?
It's a new term. I don't know why people have to come up with terms for things, but it makes sense. The term makes sense. I think what the man was saying, just from hearing what you saying, what you said he said, Larry, because I haven't seen his statement.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's saying he was trying to understand white rage, in meaning, why do white people feel the need, when they don't get their way, to cause hell?
Mm. Gotcha. Mm-hmm.
I don't think he was saying it like, I'm trying to understand white rage so I can be along with him.
Yeah. I don't think he was saying it like that either, but that's what some of the comments
people
that I saw.
Comments were saying,
yeah, were saying that,
they feel that like he
and
was,
then, you know, I think it's one of those things where it's crazy, and we keep seeing it play out over and over. Mm-hmm. And I think we see it play out with the introduction of Karens here in America. You know what I mean? I think that goes to the term that goes, the Karens goes to the term of white rage. Like, what do you know, all these situations that we see them throw themselves in, that 9 times out of 10 that they have nothing to do with, and 9 times out of 10 they're completely wrong. So, all right. Also trending this morning though, Joe Brown. I don't know if y'all see what Judge Joe Brown said, but I'm gonna tell y'all about that in a second, man. Today's inspiration, power word of the morning is coming from Pastor R.J. Davis of Nations Forward Community Church.
Good morning, I'm Pastor R.J. Davis, and this is your moment of inspiration. You know, sometimes the most challenging thing to do is to trust God with our lives. By human nature, we want to be in control and know everything. Oftentimes we regret yesterday, which is already gone, and tomorrow, which hasn't come yet. But I'm reminded of what Psalm 37 says. Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and feed on his faithfulness. Because God has proven himself faithful in our lives over time, we can place our confidence in him. We have the assurance that he will be with us no matter what, and that all things will work out for our good. So if you find trusting God to be challenging at times, use this simple prayer that I pray to start each day. God, help me to trust you for today. Yesterday is gone, tomorrow hasn't come. So as I trust you today, may you work things out for my good. Amen. I'm Pastor R.J. Davis, and this has been your moment of inspiration on Power 98.
God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, courage to change the things I can, and wisdom to know the difference.
No Limit Larry, the Morning Madhouse, Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B. Y'all know what time it is inside the Madhouse, kicking the show off this morning with your Madhouse question of the day.
Let's talk about who? Let's talk about who? Let's talk about who? Let's talk about who?
Question of the day is being brought to you by Culver's. Log on to power98fm.com to share a funny or memorable photo of you and your dad, and you just might win vouchers to your neighborhood Culver's. You can get the 2-scoop sundae and a value basket. So you all can check that out at power98fm.com. Your Madhouse question of the day. The big versus battle is going down tomorrow. Soulja Boy versus Bow Wow. So we want to know who you got.
Come on, man. I'm rolling with Big Draco all day. I like Bow Wow. I've known Bow Wow for a minute. I know Soulja Boy. I'm rolling with Big Draco. You know what I mean? I like the back and forth that they've been going at each other with this week too, leading up to the versus battle. It's almost like I'm anticipating a boxing match because all the back and forth they've been going at each other. So tomorrow it is going down. Pulling up on that versus stage out in LA. That thing gonna be a fool. But I'm rolling with Big Draco.
This is going to be a good versus battle. I'm going to enjoy this one. I'm going with Bow Wow, though. I'm going to go with Bow Wow.
Bow Wow wins. Easily.
Hey, you said that about Trina and Eve. And Eve pulled them, Trina pulled them, did her thing.
Yeah, Trina had a lot of features.
But she did her thing, but yes
Trina
or no?
Trina did it right. She did it right.
Okay, so why you don't think Big Draco for the pull up and do his thing?
Because Bow Wow got way too many.
Okay, Bert.
I never said Eve has way too many.
Yes, you did.
But
you
I said Eve would wash Trina.
You did say that.
Because Trina don't have enough.
Okay.
That's what I said.
But did she wash?
Did she wash or no? But she won.
He goes, no.
But Bow Wow, Soulja Boy, I don't think Bow Wow will wash Soulja Boy. But Bow Wow will win.
Okay.
He got way too much.
Okay. You know I'm calling your phone tomorrow, right?
I know.
You already know.
Get on my nerves.
You know I'm calling your phone tomorrow.
Wait until it's over with.
No. Big Draco.
Let it call after the third song. Big Draco winning.
That is so me. That is so me. How many views you think we're going to do tomorrow?
Oh, I think this is going to do some numbers.
Yeah, this one's going to do some numbers.
What's your number prediction?
I might go to 500.
500? That's your number prediction, Jeff? Yeah.
I'm not sure, but it's going to do numbers. All right. It's going to be up for this one.
Burp, you know what? I'm going to go 750. Mm. 750. I think
we're going to
go to 750, Burp.
Okay.
Close to a million.
Okay.
750.
I don't know if it's going to be close to a million.
How do we get in on this, Jessica?
Head on over to our Instagram pages at Hey Miss Jessica. It's up in my story at I Am No Limit Larry at Just Burpee or leave it on our voicemail 704-227-8780.
Good morning. Today is a wonderful day.
Best in the morning. No Limit Larry in the morning madhouse 5:50 till 10 a.m. on Power 98.
It's the Nosy Neighbor News Quickie.
Y'all know it.
Man, these folks got hit his No cap.
All right, your Nosy Neighbor News Quickie is being brought to you by Dishing with Debbie. Log on to power98fm.com for Dishing with Debbie's and Mrs. T's pierogies recipes. 2 months after a jury found him guilty of second and third degree murder in the death of George Floyd, Derek Chauvin is set to be sentenced today. A judge is expected to hand down a sentence that could land him in prison for up to 30 years. Now, he has yet to comment on the May 2020 incident, but he is expected to speak before he learns his fate. If you need more details about this story, go to our website, power98fm.com.
I need some more details. What time is the citizen? I want to be watching.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What time is they sending them to hell? Because I need to know. What time is it, like 9, 10 o'clock Minnesota time?
It will probably, everything regarding this case was starting at 10 o'clock.
Yeah.
So we'll see. It'll probably be sometime late this morning towards afternoon when this will go down. But
get him up out of there.
That whole trial will start at 10 o'clock.
Send him to hell.
We'll see. Do y'all think he's going to get 30 years?
Yep. I think so. I think this judge going to give him 30 years or close to it. I ain't taking less than 25.
I don't know if he's going to get 30 years especially seeing as they have that one juror that was on the that was in the jury, and he was the one who ended up wearing, they found out that he wore the Black Lives Matter shirt to the to the rally.
I got you.
And they were saying that could be cause for an appeal. And
right.
I don't know if he's going to get 30.
The juror ain't got nothing to do with the judge and the sentencing. This is strictly on the judge and the judge reading these guidelines and going by the guidelines. So I think the judge in this case, from what I understand, is probably leaning toward the heavier sentence.
We'll see.
I need 30. Send him to hell, boss. But real quick, speaking of the Derek Chauvin sentencing today, I don't know if y'all saw what Joe Brown said. Joe Brown was speaking on George Floyd, and he said, I can't believe something to along the lines. This is not a direct quote, but he said something along the lines. I can't believe that we're going to honor a man that quite simply got his ass whooped by somebody who's smaller than him. From a 5 foot, what he said, 5 foot eight, 5 foot nine white man with no weapon. That's what Judge Joe Brown said. I think there's something wrong with Judge Joe Brown though. I think he's going through something like a late life crisis. Definitely old, but Burp, this was way out of bounds to me, but.
All the way out of bounds.
Yeah.
He's senile.
And the George Floyd, statue in Brooklyn was actually vandalized last night, on the eve of the sentencing. And they said it was tagged by a right wing group or left wing.
Even the lady that was on the show with Joe Brown, she was like, he didn't even do anything for the black community. So the only reason you should be honored if you're killed by a white man for no reason, a white police officer for no reason, you should have done something for the community. I can't stand these coon ass black people. I can't stand them.
I want to know what it is Quick is trying to say.
That's your nosy neighbor news.
Cut that. No Limit Larry, the Morning Madhouse, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. It's a Friday inside the Madhouse. And of course, on Friday at 6:40, we let y'all know what's popping for the weekend, baby.
Oh my God, it's the weekend. Hands up for the weekend. It's the weekend.
For the weekend house is being brought to you by Ruth Chris. That's right. Go ahead, purchase your Ruth Chris Steakhouse $80 gift card for only $50 right now at ruth-chris.com or between 12 noon and 4 p.m. at the South Park or Uptown Ruth Chris Steakhouse locations. Log on to power98fm.com for more details. All right, what's popping for the weekend? Jessica, what's coming out on the music tip?
Let's see. Doja Cat just dropped her new album. It's called Planet. Her 14 tracks on that one, so you all can check that one out. And this guy is going to be performing at the BET Awards that's going down this weekend. We had a chance to chat with Taraji P. Henson, and she says that she is actually very, very interested in seeing this one. This is the person that she wants to see the most at the award show this weekend. I'm talking about Tyler, the Creator, just dropped his brand new album. It's called Call Me If You Get Lost, so you all can check out both of those this weekend.
Burt, what's popping on the movie side?
Well, everybody know the ninth one is out today. Fast 9 comes out today. Cardi B is in there. John Cena, Vin Diesel, everybody else from Tyrese, Luda, the little Asian man that came back. Everybody's back.
The little Asian man.
Charlize Theron.
Got his own movie in Fast and Furious.
I forgot his real name. Charlize Theron. She's in the movie. Fast 9 is back. It's out today. Make sure y'all go check that out. I'm going to go see it just because I've seen the first eight. I can't just break the tradition.
You got to check it out.
I don't know how many of those I have seen.
I've seen all of them.
I think I've seen all of them, too.
I need to go look through the list and see. Exactly.
Even Weak Ass Tokyo Drift. Ugh, I hate it.
I've seen Tokyo Drift.
You like that?
That one was the worst.
Oh, my God.
I've seen that one. I need to go back and look and see which ones I've seen and which ones I haven't.
All right, man. So, you know, it's popping off. I got everything that's happening for the weekend, especially popping off tonight. You know, we live in Lituations. Butterfingers and Vanetta going to be all the way up in that thing. 3133 East Independence Boulevard. Ladies, you're getting in free to midnight with Heel Zone. Make sure you stop through Lituations tonight. Tomorrow, it is definitely going down. Tomorrow, we got the big championship game. You're talking about the Charlotte Thunder taking on some team from Texas for the Arena Football Championship. That's tomorrow night, Bojangles Coliseum at 6:30. Also popping off, absolutely free for the public, the Queen City Pro-Am takes place tomorrow, jumps off tomorrow at Curry Court. I think the first game is at 4 o'clock. They're giving away a free television and a free iPad. So salute to them, man. The Queen City Pro-Am, some dope basketball here in the city. And tomorrow, I'll be hanging out at the introduction of the brand new Jimbo. Out at Velocity Sports, I'll be out there from 12:30 until like 5. Gonna be hanging out with my girl Kendall Fields and everybody out there at Velocity Sports. Come out there, get a free workout. We're gonna be doing a real big, man. Just trying to get Charlotte in shape. It's a part of my initiative to get Charlotte in shape, and it got some other things popping. I'm going to be telling y'all about to help Charlotte get in shape. So that's what we on right now. And that. Go ahead.
Don't forget about Bow Wow versus Soulja Boy. Soulja Boy on Versus. This weekend, that one is going down at 8 p.m. tomorrow, Saturday, June 26th. So you all can check out that Versus.
And don't forget Sunday. It's the biggest night in culture, baby. BET. The BET Awards is Sunday night, 8 o'clock BET. Pull up early because they got the pre-performances. I think they kick off at like 6 for the side stage leading up to the BET Awards. And when I say everybody's performing at the BET Awards, this year's list of performers is the longest ever in the history of BET. And I'm not even joking, Burp.
No, I know.
Everybody's performing. I think I'm performing this year.
I believe it. Virtually.
Yeah. Hey, but no, it's actually going to be live in person from L.A., so it's going to be dope. And, of course, Charlotte's own DaBaby is performing, so you got to stay tuned to look out for that Sunday night, 8 o'clock BET. All right, that's what's popping for the weekend, big dog.
The only hip-hop morning show is...
No Limit Larry.
No Limit Larry.
And the Morning Madhouse.
This is it all.
Power 98.
No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. 7:06, 6 minutes out of 7 o'clock, and you know about this time, we let y'all shine. Your kids doing well. Your mama doing well. Shout out to your daddy!
Queen City, put the shine on the crown. Hey, shout out everybody out here bossing. Huh. You know we gotta shine, big flossing. Yeah. Hey, I wanna send a shout out to my people out here handling the business. Real. I'ma tell the whole city that you my girls and my fellas, you love them, then tell them. Make sure they get the flowers while they can still smell them. Shine.
Power 98, good morning. Who you trying to let shine?
I'm Austin Shine, and my Felicia Kushine, and Jessica. Could you get that shout out on the right at 3 o'clock, too?
Okay, I got you.
I bet you.
Shadow. Okay, I got you.
I'm on.
About 2 o'clock.
3 o'clock, I got you.
I'm on.
What? And then Larry, I make a request.
Yeah, what song you want to hear today?
You put a new song.
What's Drake's song?
What's next?
I got you, Ahmad.
Ahmad, what you doing this weekend? You got some special plans?
Huh?
You got some special plans this weekend? What you going
to
be doing?
I got to listen to this show.
Power 98, who you been shining this morning?
Oh, hang up. Okay. All right. Bert, you got some people that shine, right?
Yeah, I want to shout out the A&T men's track team. There's four guys from the 4x400 meter relay. Randolph Ross, Trevor Stewart, I forgot the other two men's name.
I think it's one of them named Benjamin something.
I forgot.
But shout out to them, man.
Shout out to them, man. They going to the Olympics, baby!
And it's hot! Shout out to them, man. They represent HBCUs everywhere, man. So shout out to them boys. And it's a female, too, from A&T that made it, right?
Yeah, remember I told you last week, Cambria Sturgis, she's from right here in Kannapolis.
That's what's
she
up.
She's the national champion in the 100 and 200 meter. She ran the fastest time in all-weather time in the 100 meter and the 11th fastest time in history.
That's dope. And if y'all know, if you out there and you know any of them people, man, tell them hit me up. We're going to get them a, I got something for them. Just tell them I got something for them. All right? Shout out to everybody out there shining today.
Let it shine.
I'm gonna let it shine.
Cancel all your other presets and get live and lit with the plug. Power 98.
It's the Nosy Neighbor News, quickie.
Y'all nosy.
Man, these folks got hit his no cap.
All right, coming up, I got your Nosy Neighbor News. Rihanna and ASAP Rocky had a bit of a bumpy start to their date night. I'm going to let you know what happened to them. Someone is pushing their debut album back. I'm going to let you know who that is. And someone is headed to the boxing ring, but it's bare knuckle fighting.
Ooh, bare knuckle. Ooh, the game. I'm going to go with the game on this.
Okay.
Think he might bare knuckle box.
Used to be good, but they fell off. Let me think.
I didn't say that, but.
I mean, it always goes that way. I can't think of nobody. Who used to be at the top but fell off?
Mm. I never said that they were at the top.
Young Buck. Young Buck.
Okay.
Shut him on the ride.
This is when you find out who it is, you're going to be like, okay, all right. I'm going to let you know who it is coming up next, and you know it's the Neighbor News.
I want to know what it is quickest.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
That's your nosy neighbor news.
Wiki!
Tell that.
Stories and more coming up. What's going on, nosy neighbors? It's Miss Jessica, the girl next door. It is time for your nosy neighbor news for Friday, June 25th. Rihanna and A$AP Rocky had a bit of a bumpy start to their date night. There's a video of the couple being blocked from entering a bar without showing their ID. Someone later notified the security of who they were because they were seen in the place having a great time and showing a bunch of PDA. Sweetie's debut album was supposed to drop this month, but it looks like that won't be happening. The album has been pushed back to later this summer. She says that she's a perfectionist and wants people to feel something with every song. So she had to go back and reconstruct some songs. Pull it together. Blueface is headed to the ring. The rapper will make his BKFC debut on July 23rd. Now, if you all are unfamiliar with the BKFC, it stands for Bare Knuckle Fighting Championship. And it's described as the most popular bare knuckle fighting organization. Blueface says, I've been eating grilled and baked stuff lately. Yeah, I'm on a diet and everything. I ain't been smoking, drinking, nothing. No word on who his opponent will be. Pull it together, Burpee. Pull it together. All right, the Upshaws. They are doing extremely well on Netflix, so the show got renewed for season 2. Yes! The head of Netflix's comedy division says Wanda and Regina have created a fresh entry in the tradition of black sitcoms that's real, relatable, full of heart, and incredibly funny. The show has received a lot of praise, and many suggest that it will receive many award nominations. Deborah Lee is creating a music scholarship in memory of her son, the former BET CEO, along with the Recording Academy and Grammy Museum, are launching the Quinn Coleman Scholarship and Internship Program to help college students with postgraduate and full-time employment. Her son served as the senior director of A&R at Capitol Records before he passed away at the age of 31. Next year, the Grammy Museum will select an HBCU student that wants a career in music or another related field with the opportunity. Happy birthday to Lala Anthony and Dale Curry. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That is your nosy neighbor news.
Jessica, power 98.
Yo, you know what time it is? It's No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. Yes, it is No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. And yes, it is time for the hottest hashtag on Instagram. Hashtag Larry May.
Woke up this morning with something on his mind. Larry is mad. Now let's see why.
I'm mad. Are you mad, mad? Are we mad, mad? I'm mad.
Larry Mad is being brought brought to you by the Carolina Supreme Fest. Boy, you know it's getting ready to go down July 3rd. You got Asian Doll in the building. You got Bankroll Freddy. You got Fredo Bang. Keep it tapped in. We're going to have some more of them tickets on the way for you coming up live from the kitchen with Mr. Incognito. All right? So listen out for the mix. We're going to give up some of those tickets during the mix. All right. Today, Larry is mad at... I'm mad at it, Burp. I'm mad at it, Jessica. I'm mad at white folk that be jogging early in the morning. I'm coming to work. And this is not just today. This is not yesterday. It seems like every morning I'm coming to work, as soon as I get downtown, down here in Dilworth, that's what y'all call it. Y'all call it Dilworth. From my neighborhood, we call it Wilmo. When I get down here in Wilmo / Dilworth, it's always some people out there jogging. Y'all out here jogging like y'all just safe and you don't have a care in the world and you don't care about people on the road and you think I'm supposed to stop for pedestrians. I will run your ass over. I'm trying to get to work in the morning. I got to get here so I can let the people know what's going on. Hey, listen, if you're going to jog in the morning, first of all, put on some bright clothing, because 9 times out of 10, you know, it's dark outside, especially down here in Wilmo / Dilworth. It's kind of dark out there. Put on some bright clothing. Number two, if you see some headlights, get your ass out the way. Number three, don't be stopping in the middle of the road looking at me like I supposed to stop because you out here jogging early in the morning. All right? And you know what? You know what? This is not just for white folk. When I go through the neighborhoods, when I ride through the neighborhood, when I ride through North Charlotte, ride through Eden Valley, and when I ride through Tucker City, y'all boys be standing outside in the middle of the street like y'all made out of rubber. I'm going to tell you what. All right, you're going to have a Chevy print on your damn back. I promise you that. Get y'all ass out the road. Black people in the neighborhood, too. Y'all don't own them damn streets. Y'all don't even own the house you've been standing in front of. Get out the way. I'm trying to get to where I'm trying to get to and get the hell out the hood. Yeah, so white folk and black folk, I'm mad. I'm sick of this. Y'all out there standing in the middle of the road like y'all own something. You don't even own the shoes you got on. Y'all made me mad, especially that little white man this morning that was jogging and gonna stop by my car and look me in my face like I'm in the wrong. This white rage, man, it's that white rage. Hit the hashtag and see what else I've been mad about.
No limit, Larry.
Alright, man, you know what it is, man. It's a Friday inside the madhouse.
Shooting. All shots fired. Fire ass up like a Glock 9. If Ruffy feel a type of way, we putting you on blast. You the dummy of the day. Straight out the booth. Bring that ass here. We finna take off your roof. Let them know how you feel. Put a thing on your hip off. The ignis is real. Your burpee let a clip off.
Boom, boom, boom.
Shots fired.
Hey, don't forget, go to power98fm.com to upload a picture of you at a past music festival for your chance to win tickets to the Live Star Music Festival on Saturday, July 3rd, starring the Ying Yang Twins and more. All right, we're getting right into it. Larry, it's
Watch where your paper flips.
Huh?
Watch where your paper flips.
Oh, all right. Okay, we're getting right into it. It's Friday. Shots fired. We're getting right into it. Judge Joe Brown. Judge Joe Brown was on the Savoy Show saying, why is George Floyd a martyr? Why are we honoring him? Why do we look at him as a hero? Because he got his ass whooped by a 5'9", 135-pound police officer. First of all, dumbass, it was 4 police officers. One of them was kneeling on him, and he was handcuffed. It's never a fair fight when you're handcuffed, Judge Joe Brown. And if I was a coon, was a damn person, it would look like Judge Joe Brown. Ever since he got off of the bar or from the courthouse and got off TV, he been downplaying black people and everything that we do. Judge Joe Brown, we officially get rid of you out of the black community. Shots fired, Larry.
They shooting.
Boom, boom, boom.
Shots.
Five. He looked like the Cleveland Brown mascot. Have you ever really paid attention to the face? Have you ever really paid attention to Judge Joe Brown?
You are
dumb. The cheeks droop a little bit. If he's slobbered a little bit, I might think he was in the family. Shots fired! Hit the button, Larry.
I dropped the gun.
They shoot.
Boom, boom, boom!
Shots fired!
You know who Marjorie Taylor Greene is?
No, who is Marjorie Taylor?
She's a Republican representative in the House.
Okay.
And she says that Plan B is not a contraceptive. It's an abortion pill. I completely disagree with that. Plan B is not a life taker. It is a lifesaver. You know how many times? You know how many times that Plan B came in handy? A night after drinking too much Hennessy or smoking a little. Shots fired, Larry. Shots fired.
They shooting.
Boom, boom, boom.
Shots fired.
My wife ain't listening yet. Plan B will always be on time for me. Last but not least on this list. You my dog. And I love you. But you're going to get this work. Gary Owen! If you didn't know, ladies and gentlemen, our first guest since the pandemic is Gary Owen. What's up, man?
What up?
What's going on, Gary? Gary Owen!
Get nothing out of me. Don't even go there. Real talk. I know what you guys want to know.
No, I don't want to know nothing. I don't want to know nothing.
I remember last time Gary Owens came, he made a song or something. He was like, I'm white cracker cracker. Zup me, man.
The last time.
So funny.
Gary Owens.
It's hysterical. I can see why you guys are number two in the city.
Gary Owen.
What?
You debunk the myth. Once you go black, you never go back.
I didn't go. I'm still going black. What are you talking about? Okay, I'll debunk that rumor. No white women were involved in my divorce. Don't get it twisted.
Y'all gotta see his face.
I'm about to cuss, man.
They shoot.
Boom, boom, boom.
Shots fired.
And those were Burberry thoughts. Think about it.
What you thought?
Man, what you thought? Coming up, man, we rolling with Gary Owen. He's live inside the madhouse. You already know, and live inside the madhouse, our first guest live in the studio since the pandemic. Y'all say what's up to Mr. Gary Owen. What's up, sir?
Hi, Gary Owen.
What up?
What's happening?
Welcome back to the madhouse, man.
Chilling, man.
You been good?
Yeah. Yeah. Not much changed.
You had a lot change, Gary.
Like what?
Well, okay, I'm not going to go there just yet.
Okay.
Your daughter, she's in college.
Aggie Pride, baby.
Yeah, she's at A&T.
Yes, sir.
I said, I thought, like, last year with COVID, you know, the G-Ho, Greatest Homecoming on Earth, I thought
yes,
I would
you
go,
know about it.
But COVID hit. So then I said, oh, okay. So I'll go in 2021, and I'm looking for all the daytime activities, because I thought I'd be married, and the picnics, and the gospel brunch, and the game.
Not the gospel brunch.
This year?
We're going to be on the yard.
When I tell you,
and all the parties.
My daughter might be dragging me out of some dorm rooms. She's going to be like this, look. Dad, what are you doing? You know I ain't been right since your mama left me. Just all messed up. I don't see me like this, but that girl, that's a nice girl.
Have you ever been
She's
to
a senior? She's a senior, right?
Have you ever been to an HBCU homecoming? Not to perform, but I'm talking about just to enjoy the activities.
I mean, I've been there to enjoy the activities. Usually it's just one night you come in. Mm-hmm. Like, I did G-Ho, like, 2012 or 13, but I didn't stay the whole weekend. I just stayed 1 or 2 days. But I haven't... This year? Ooh. Ooh.
So...
Oh. I might be with Terrence and Fred. Are you a Q? I'm A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, U, R, S, 2, V.
But why did you do your hands like that? What is
I don't know.
Gary, no, I'm a Delta. I'm a Delta. Do not do that. Don't do that on campus.
I didn't go all the way. I didn't commit. I stopped right there. I looked like a Q mime. Not really. Psych.
Gary, your daughter choosing the HBCU, did you play a role in that, or did she do that all by herself?
No, she did her own research. She knew, like, we honest to God, we were taking visits to Howard, and she knew she wanted to go to HBCU. But when we went to A&T, the girl that took us around and the kids there were she knew when we left and that's where she was going.
Okay.
They picked the right girl. I think her name was Ashley. They picked the right girl to give us the tour because she was so just like positive and everything. And then everybody, like, I give you an example. She didn't want me to walk with her. She wanted me to walk ahead of her because she didn't want to be like, oh, there's Gary Owen. So I was always walking like 50 yards ahead of her everywhere we went. And they stopped and asked this one girl for directions. And the girl didn't just give her directions. Like, walked her to where we needed to go and then said, take my phone number. She goes, I'm a sophomore here, so if you go here next year, just call me if you need anything.
That's
so
cool.
I was like, That when you tour HBCUs, that's the black people media should be covering.
Yeah.
Not when black people are committing crimes and stuff like that. Like, you got to cover that too. Because you guys do. Everybody's innocent. But there should be more coverage of that. Like, I was like, why don't that should be the image of black people when you think of black people?
Mm.
Yeah. Like,
it is.
At HBCUs, for real.
It is.
Yeah. I'm talking about the white people.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
I was about to say, coming from a person people. That went to an HBCU.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It really is, because you walk around and you're like, and you do feel like it's a sense of family. You know? Yeah. But yeah. We'll find out if I still have that sense this year when I go back. What did you do that?
What is she going to study? Or does she have to decide?
Sociology. Okay. And then she got a minor in Spanish, even though she's fluent. That was easy.
Yeah. So, well, that's smart.
She wanted sociology because it's a small department. Because, you know, it's an engineering college.
Mm-hmm.
So she liked it because it was smaller. The you know, it's not a bunch of people taking sociology at A&T. So she liked the smaller classrooms,
that's dope.
More hands-on. But she likes it. She's cool.
Did you reach out to Terrence J and ask him about the school when she decided that she wanted to go to A&T?
Oh, I did more than that. I made sure we got the one-on-one tour. We did all that. Dude, nepotism isn't dead. Fred and Terrence hooked it up. I'm not going to lie. Shout out to Fred Witt and Terrence J.
Fred and Fred.
Yeah, Trav Bond. Yeah. All of them. Oh, that whole crew, the whole Terrence's crew, they definitely hooked it up.
Burke went to A&T.
Burke
went to A&T. Yeah, I knew. When he said, Artie Pride, I figured that.
And, my mom, I ain't graduated, but I went.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You know, still a family sense.
Yeah. Still weird.
So, go ahead.
I don't like this phone on me. Right this. No, it's
my live.
Yeah, whatever. You got two phones on me.
Yeah, I got my
Jesus,
Facebook
Larry.
Live and my Instagram live.
Facebook and Instagram. They wanted to check you out.
What's
morning.
The name of the show?
No Mad Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse.
Yeah. What is it?
No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse.
Larry, could you get a more hip-hop name? That's awful. Nothing screams I'm not really hip-hop than Larry. You see T.I., his name's Clifford.
Yeah.
Just changed it. I'm not going to go by Cliff. You know, it's like Larry. Oh, my God. What's the baby's first name?
Jonathan.
Good call, DaBaby. Nobody is going to see Jonathan Rapp. I'm sorry. Great call.
You know what his first name was?
What?
Baby Jesus.
Yeah, before he changed it to
Good
baby.
Call, yeah. He has an amazing PR team, I'll tell you that. Jonathan and Baby Jesus, nah. It's not happening.
Yeah, baby. Mm, right on time.
Yeah, DaBaby's good.
Yeah.
Jonathan? Can you imagine T.I. and DaBaby in concert? Give it up for Clifford and Jonathan.
Hosted by Larry. Yeah.
Brought to you by Hip Hop's number one station, Power 98 and Larry. This Saturday at Bojangles Arena, Clifford and Jonathan. Wow, these guys are amazing.
Now that Gary brings it up, the real names in here are pretty whack.
I'm a comedian. So if I was a rapper, it wouldn't be Gary.
So, Burpee's real name is Jeremy.
But he's not a rapper.
He's not a rapper, or okay.
But yours is awful. I'm not lying, Larry. What's your middle name?
I don't want to say it. He's never told anybody.
I'll tell you out there. Jessica knows what it is, but.
Is that bad?
His nickname is Herb.
Herb?
Yeah.
Dude. I was like, my grandmama named me my nickname.
Clearly your grandmother named you.
She named my nickname. No, she named that my nickname. She named my nickname after Herbie the Love Bug.
Larry.
Yeah. So my nickname is Herbie. Actually,
you're one of the last Larrys
ever.
Like there's some
ever.
Names. Like,
Jeremy, I know you're not talking Jeremy.
Jeremy will make
Larry.
It. That's white, but that'll make it.
I say you don't know no more Larrys, and my brother named Larry.
Oh, that's the other thing, Gary. His entire family is named Larry. So his dad is Larry 1. He's Larry 2.
I'm not saying your family's stupid, but that's a George Foreman thing.
It's okay. He don't know what that is.
My name's one of the top, 10 drop names in the last, 30 years. Like, people just stopped naming their kids Gary.
Mm, really?
Completely.
And
yeah.
Now you're going to make me research Larry and see where I'm at on the list.
No, Larry, you're going to make it.
I'm pretty sure
Larry's gonna make it.
I'm pretty sure Larry's gonna be up there.
Larry. Lawrence. You should have went with Lawrence. That's more hip hop than Larry.
Lawrence.
His name would call
Lawrence.
That's not my name.
Lawrence. You married Larry?
Yes, sir.
Wow. What's that like?
You married Gary? Run away and go to my dream. We got Mama Gary on. We got No Limit Larry, the Boy, the Man, House, Charlotte's Club for New Hip Hop and R&B, man. We back in the building. Live with Gary Owen. He is in here with us this morning.
Yeah. Belong to the streets, baby.
Gary, ready?
My boy is out here. They calling.
One
calling
thing you ain't going to see me on, I'm not going to be on Ayanna Van Zandt, Fix My Life.
I just got to work on myself.
I mean, I'm having a freaking ball, if I'm being honest.
I mean, it's canceled.
Huh?
Ayanna Van Zandt.
The last season. It's the last season.
Good. Because you know what she never says? I don't know.
She knows everything.
How you got answer to everything? Her and Dr. Everything. Phil, they never everything. Say, I don't know. Got me on that one. How you an expert on everything?
Mm. Crazy.
You're not going to do that, but you was on Wendy.
Oh, yeah.
But that was to promote the movie. Mm-hmm. That's been booked for months.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It just took a turn.
So did y'all really go out on a date?
Okay, let me explain what happened. Here's the thing. She straight up asked me out. And so I get a text, you know, the team or her team when I'm in the restroom say, here's her info. Can she have yours? We have it. I said, I don't care. But she called and said, hey, we're meeting at this restaurant called Scotto. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, okay, I'm going by myself and I'm leaving by myself. But my thought process is I want her on my side through everything I'm going through. Mm-hmm. And when you have a woman or man that bet on themselves like she did, like she was on the radio and she dropped that gig and now she's – and people don't want to think about it, but she is a mogul in the daytime talk show space.
Definitely. Absolutely.
Why would you not sit down and pick her brain if you had a chance one-on-one off camera?
Right. Yep.
So that was my angle going in. I went, caught the Uber by myself, and I left. When I got there, she was there. When I left, she was there.
Hold on, Gary.
So nothing happened.
It was your angle.
Time out. You didn't think that she was flirting with you when you did the show?
Oh, without question. There's nothing wrong with that. It's on me to act on it.
Yeah, no, I'm not saying that. But so you did get the flirting vibe when you were doing the interview.
Yeah. It was fine.
So when she invited you on a date, you knew what was up with her. What she was going for.
I knew what could have happened. But I can say no.
You can't.
And that's what got me in trouble in the past.
Do men get to say no?
I said no, yeah.
Okay. All right.
No, I said I went by myself and I left by myself.
Yeah, okay.
That was it.
But that don't mean she didn't pull up later to the hotel, though.
Did not happen. Did not happen. I put it like this, on my kid's life.
I got you.
It did not happen.
Oh, when you say that, that's making it official.
Yeah. Don't ask about other people.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
Because there is a new woman.
Who?
There's a new woman. I saw her. She came out on Tuesday. I saw a video.
There's going to be a bunch.
It's going to be a bunch.
There's going to be a bunch, Gary.
You can say whatever you want.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You can say whatever you want.
So, on the window.
Listen, all I say is this about the divorce. I know that's what you're getting at.
Yeah.
Figured the woman would come in like that.
Well, no. Hold on.
This is the deal. Whenever two people get divorced, people are always looking for a bad guy. They're always looking for a bad guy. They're always just be like, well, you had to do this, and you had to do this, and you had to do this. It just, there's a twist to my divorce.
That's what I was going to ask you about.
I can't talk about it yet, per my lawyer. But there's a twist, and it changes the whole reason we got divorced.
Okay.
It's not what everybody's thinking.
Right.
Well, you think it's because I got caught doing something.
Right.
That's not why we got divorced. I'll tell you that.
Okay.
I didn't get caught doing anything.
Okay.
All right. You dig deep enough, you can find stuff on everybody if you've been with somebody 23 years.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You can find stuff on everybody. And then I'm not talking about cheating. I'm talking about just stuff.
Right.
Nobody has the perfect relationship for 23 years.
Leaving for cheating is stupid anyway.
But what's that?
Leaving for cheating is stupid anyway.
Okay.
I think that for a lot of people, I can speak for me personally. When I heard the news, I was disappointed. I wasn't looking for a bad person.
Yeah.
I was disappointed just because I enjoy the television show.
Uh-huh.
I enjoy your content.
You won't be season two.
Yeah.
If you're looking for that,
that's not going to happen.
It might be Flavor of Gary, not Flavor of Love.
ask you this. How is it going through a divorce in the public eye? Because, you know, everybody's got an opinion. Everywhere you go, somebody's got something to say. And the way she's painted the picture, like, you're really a bad guy.
Yeah. Well, you know, when you're hurt.
Yeah.
And if that's helping her, I don't say nothing bad about her
right,
like that.
Right,
she's,
right, right.
She's helped me a lot in my life. But I think if it's helping her get through it, I'll take the L's on the internet. It's fine. You're not going to see. I don't post anything about
it. Right, you know. Right.
And it's weird. Like the first week when it got announced, I wasn't on stage. So here I am in a hotel room avoiding a process server. Can't go anywhere. So I'm just reading stuff on the internet. And I'm going, man, am I like the worst human being on the planet? And then as soon as I got on stage in Baltimore, I was like, oh, the average person doesn't really care. Or same thinking people, they know people have been through a divorce. Been through a divorce, so they get it. You know, there's a lot of reasons why people get divorced. It's not one reason. But when I got on stage, they go, oh, everybody's cool. And I don't get anything from walking around now and being out.
Yeah.
People on the streets are still cool.
Right.
Most guys do this. If they give me a hug, because black guys like to hug, you know, they'll come in and they'll get in my ear. I'll get one of these. Been there, dog. Been there, dog. Everybody get in my ear like, been there, dog. The internet will make you feel like you're the lowest human being on the planet.
Right,
I'm like, I never meet those people in public.
Right.
Ever. It's the same people like, even before the divorce, like if you didn't like a joke or something, people that would go off on the internet, you know, you'd be like, you got the Dr. Umars out there.
Burby can't stand him. Burby hates Dr. Umar.
Well, you know, he's very much a separatist. You're not bringing people together. You're dividing people.
Right.
You know, his whole stick is dividing people.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And here I come in, and don't say I dislike anybody. I just say I like black women, and I appreciate the culture. Oh, this guy. That's what he would say. This guy, how dare you be trying to bring people together? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I can't stand
it. That's what I'm saying.
Do you read the comments, Gary?
I thought differently.
I read just about everything. I don't take any of it serious, though.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
I'm in a hotel a lot by myself. I'm a comedian. But I don't take none of it personal or anything. And if I was to click on somebody's page that was really going in on me that doesn't know the whole story, I guarantee you, like, 90% of stuff's negative.
Yeah.
That's more on you. That says a lot about you, not me.
I thought differently. When all that came out, I said, this comedy special finna be fire.
Oh, you don't even know. You don't even know. Once I'm able to talk about it, which I will, then I can really talk about it. But right now, I'm talking about it during my act. So if you want to see me at the Comedy Zone this weekend, but I can't fully talk about what I want to talk about. But I do get into it, because obviously, the $44,000 a month in alimony, that was a shocker. I thought that was for the year.
Ooh.
I told my lawyer, settle.
Settle.
We're good. He said, no, that's a month. I go, we going to court. You about to earn your money.
You know what?
Wow.
I just saw that online. There was a young lady who said that if she's in a relationship and she had a certain lifestyle with her partner, boyfriend, she said boyfriend, didn't even say husband.
Yeah.
She said if they break up, she feels like he should still maintain her lifestyle that she had when she was with him.
Well, maybe he broke up because you was doing that to him.
I think that's stupid. I don't think, I told Jessica and Larry all the time, I said, if you were with me when we were here, when I was up here, and we get divorced, I shouldn't be able to keep you here where we are.
Well, it's kind of impossible, too. It's you're separating.
Right.
So
right.
You have to get your own place.
But that's not what the law say, though.
Huh?
That's not what the law says.
You get the right lawyer. Yeah.
but the judge ain't going to say that, though.
The judge. Hey, you got to know the right judges.
You got to know the right judges.
I'm learning. I'm learning how this divorce game works.
Let me ask you this,
though.
You
got to get the right judge.
You know what I mean? Because you are a star, and you know when you go through things, people come at you. So let me ask you this, Gary.
Uh-oh.
When they found out
this question is coming from the guy, by the way. Go ahead, Gary.
Yeah. When they found out you was separating or divorcing your wife, what was them DMs like?
Oh, they was popping. No. They was popping. And I'm amazed at the women that thought they had a shot.
I was like, wow.
You really thought I was going to.
Yeah. Did any celeb, you got to say the name, did any celeb jump in your DM like, I've been waiting on this?
We saw one on TV.
I mean, you know, we saw one on TV.
Wendy, couple.
I mean, respectfully, but nobody just came out like, you know, I don't know if I could cuss.
No, no.
You know, come get this. Nobody said that. No celebs. Yeah, meow. Nobody came at me like that. But, you know, and then you got blasts from the past, like people that there are people that I met in the past that we didn't act on anything, mm-hmm. but there was chemistry there that they came back. And hit the DMs. Talking about in the business.
Yeah.
Well,
but no, everybody was, you know, is what it is.
Switching gears. Meet the Blacks, too.
Dude, nobody wants to hear about that. Seriously. Look, I mean, you're about to lose listeners.
Get in the comedy zone this week.
The movie's great.
Hold on, we got to take a commercial break.
Nobody cares about that movie. We got into my divorce, and you're talking this guy.
Good morning. Today is a wonderful day.
The best in the morning.
No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse, 5:50 till 10 a.m. on Power 98.
Mr. A.
No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. Gary Owen is live.
Don't you dare talk about what we just talked about.
No, Larry.
Somebody called Jonathan on you.
Gary on live inside the madhouse. If you're just tuning in, Gary's been here and talked about everything. We didn't talk about you being at the Comedy Zone this weekend.
I am.
That's the reason you're in the city.
Wow, I forgot about that. I'm here. I'm working.
So how many shows you got at the Comedy Zone?
Five. We got two tonight, two Saturday, one Sunday. Is Saturday gone?
Saturday is sold out, I was told.
Okay, yeah, I was told, so we got two Friday and Sunday.
Saturday, both shows are sold out? A
couple of tickets for the first.
For the late show.
Yeah,
okay.
Like two.
Okay.
So call now.
So
had a ticket in town right now.
You got to say.
White Mike usually comes, but that is White Mike's fill-in. What's your name?
That's Ted.
Ted. Oh, so Ted we got White Ted today.
Ted is monotone. Listen. You can't get him. That is Hannibal Lecter. Listen. You can't get him up or down for nothing.
I'm convinced Ted got a body in the basement.
Literally, they're like, Ted, you hit that dude with your car. He's dead. Damn.
Ted's been over here dying laughing, but y'all haven't heard it.
I didn't see him across the street.
Even Kill over there. He's and who's your boy you got with you?
He's on the shows with me this weekend. His name's T-Robe. He's from Pittsburgh.
T-Robe, what's up, brother?
Bad man.
What's happening?
Yeah, you can look him up at T-Robe Comedy, right? Yeah, you just got two followers from Larry's Zoom room. You're welcome, bro. You get up early with me and you get followers. T-Robe Comedy just got two hilarious Zooms.
Shout out to my Zoom room, man. They checking on me every morning, man.
Yeah, Larry, you can text them. It's eight people in your Zoom. You giving shout outs like you got thousands in your Zoom.
It's about 15.
No.
I'm counting.
4, 8. There's 10 people right now, man.
Shout out from 15 to 12.
It says participants to 12.
I got more people in my DMs since I got here than you have in your Zoom.
Since I got here.
You're probably right.
You might have to hit shots fired on yourself.
Let me check how many Charlotte ladies are in the DM. Wow.
You're back in these streets. How does it feel to be back in the streets? Like, because the dating game has changed.
That's the question all men want to know.
I will not tell anybody.
That's the question all the dudes want to know.
Yeah, like,
how it feels to be back out in these streets.
Back in these streets.
It's fun, man.
I don't know any of the songs
when I go out. Any of them. I'm like, is Jodeci not around anymore? Where is she? So Blackstreet broke up. Oh! Whoa! This is weird.
They probably say, excuse me, Mr. Blackstreet?
Yeah. Well, Chris Brown's still popping.
Yeah.
Thank God. Thank you, Chris.
So you don't listen to none of the new artists?
I do, but I don't know what to talk about sometimes. Okay. And then I don't agree with what they're talking about sometimes.
Yeah.
I'm not doing drugs. I don't talk. Obviously, I don't brag on my private part. And it seems like all the new rappers, they really like to brag on it. And they like talk about hitting other people's chicks. I'm like, whoa, the game is different. I'm loyal. Yeah, my girls are on LinkedIn, not on Instagram.
Gary, you know, you've been in the spotlight for a minute. Like, what's the craziest thing you heard about yourself? When you be like, man, now wait a damn minute.
Oh, I always get, and I don't know if you guys do, I don't know if it's come across, but like, whenever I do like a talk show or something.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
It'd be funny, especially since the divorce has come out. They're like, oh, he gay. He gay.
Wow.
I've heard that so much. I'm like, really? What? I said, I give off gay vibes?
Wow.
I never thought I did, but it's fine. That's what, true.
Well,
there's no Aaron Hernandez over here, bro.
Boom, boom, boom.
Okay? I'm not
Larry, get the hot key ready. Yeah, Larry, get the hot key ready.
Yeah.
Gary is fine shots this morning.
He fine shots.
Yeah, but they said, somebody, one of the hip-hop artists said, when they say that, when they call you gay in the entertainment industry, that means you made it.
Good.
What?
Oh, I'm about to pop. I'm about to
blow.
I was going to say I'm about to blow. Not going to say that. I'm about to pop. Not going to say that.
You're about to be lit.
Yo. Yo.
So is like being on stage like your therapy for what you're going
without
through?
Without question.
Yeah.
I see how people can get depressed going through a divorce, but man, just stand up, life-saving, bro.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like, oh, everything's okay.
Mm-hmm.
And the crowd's with you, man. Mm-hmm. Everybody been through some stuff. My divorce ain't nothing special. We're not the first people. We're not going to be the last people to go through it, you know? Mm-hmm. It's just, is what it is. But yeah, the crowds have been just, man, they're you know, they want to hear about it. And they're not judging you because of it, you know?
Did your mind automatically go to jokes? After it happened, or
dude,
I know it did.
No, when the 44K hit, man,
notebook was full.
Do you gotta currently pay that? Like, is that?
No. You can ask for anything, Larry. You can ask for $44 million to be on this station. You ain't gonna get it.
Hell no. Nah,
you
on
are not getting $44 million out of Power 98. But you can ask for it.
Right.
True.
She asked for it.
Yeah. She went for the gusto.
She asked. I'll just put it that way. Asked.
I wanted to ask you something. You ever thought about like when that 44K hit?
Oh, my goodness. I already know what he's
talking about. Killing somebody?
Yes.
No.
What's the thing, Larry? What's the thing?
Hold on. Not to brag.
Out of town shooters.
Larry, not to brag, but I got it. So no, why would I kill her? You don't kill somebody when
get the hot key ready.
Because stay out my pockets.
Because I got it don't mean I want to give it up, though.
Right. But you kill somebody when you ain't got it.
Yeah, that too.
When you got it and can still maintain your lifestyle in an apartment. Because I don't have the house right now. It ain't really that expensive in an apartment. I might just stay there. Every month I'm like this. It's picture money. This meet and greet money paying for this apartment. Burke knows what I'm talking about.
Do you now?
When I tell you though, let me tell you something. When you go through a divorce and you do meet and greets after the show, right? As comedians, we do merch and meet and greets and stuff. It'd be funny. Like I went in the storage unit and found DVDs. I was like this. Oh, I might as well sell these.
Right.
We start selling everything.
And they're going. And they're going.
Throwbacks.
And they are going.
Man. Like, this is a collector's item now.
People want that. Ooh,
oh,
yeah.
My God.
I got to get that from them.
Burpee always says, as a comedian, nothing is off limits. Do you feel that way?
Yeah, that's true. But, yeah, I mean, here's the thing about comedy. If it's not... People know when you have malicious intent.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
If you got malicious intent, and that's why Michael Richards had the backlash when he said what he said, because he had malicious intent behind saying the M word and stuff. I don't say the M word,
that's
obviously.
Kramer.
Yeah, Kramer from
yeah.
Seinfeld.
Yeah, yeah.
But people don't even listen to that. But you know what you can and cannot talk about. Mm-hmm. Like let me think. Like when Kobe died.
Right.
You don't do Kobe jokes right away at all. Maybe ever. That there's you got to know. Mm-hmm. You know, some things you just don't go there.
Mm-hmm. Right. Trying to compare the two. I even say, even with Kobe jokes, you can do a Kobe joke as long as it's honoring Kobe. Like,
honoring, yeah. No malicious intent behind it.
Right, 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 right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But that, what was that guy? What was that comedian's name? Ari Shaffir.
Yeah.
I think that was his name.
But people didn't know he did that about anybody that died.
Oh, yeah. He did it all the time.
But he didn't do it about any black people.
Right.
And the black community didn't know that.
Yeah, black Twitter don't play.
And they was like, whoa. Yeah, mm-hmm. They don't. I know. Yeah, black Twitter doesn't play. I know that, Burpee. I know that a lot.
Would you ever get married again?
I would.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Because a lot of people that get divorced, they be like, I don't want to get married again. I don't want to
get divorced again. But I get married again.
You would?
Yeah. Certain states. There's certain states that are okay to get married in. Shouts out to Texas. My next marriage will be in the great state of Texas. Texas sides with the dudes.
I heard. They said
oil,
yeah,
guns, and money, boy. They're like, nah, you ain't taking this.
And they said Texas is also one of the lowest states where you have to pay child support. Like, you have lower child support in Texas.
Oh, I don't plan on doing that.
That's what I was going to ask you. Do you want to have more kids?
No. I'm in my 40s, man. Come on now.
You can have a baby.
Depending on what she looked like. I'm just kidding.
You back in D.C.
Hold on.
You back in D.C. Yeah.
I'll tell you this.
Outside is calling his name.
Ain't dating nobody in their 40s.
That's crazy.
So, Gary, what age are you looking for?
I'm the pocket. Over 25.
Over 25.
Over 25.
Under 40.
But you got a daughter in college. You're about to be at G.O. You're going to make some exceptions.
Facts. Didn't think about that later.
I was gonna put get toes on the road. I was gonna get toes on
the road. I went, facts. Didn't think about that. G-Ho, 22.
50th senior.
Shoot, you talking about G-Ho. You just need to open the whole month of October up. That's when HBCU homecoming.
The Gary Owen homecoming tour.
You should.
Man.
What? Yes, sir.
Man. You about to be brought to you by Magnum.
You about to be book.
Magnum's Larry, Jeremy, and Jeff.
By Magnum's and Roman Mellon Hensman. I don't need it, but if you want to do it twice in the same day, I need it.
Gary Owen homecoming tour. That is a perfect fit.
That is a perfect fit.
I'm
going to be like the color purple. Oh, I'm home now. Home passing the potatoes.
Gary Owen homecoming tour. I'm back in these streets.
I'm back in these streets.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Man, we look forward to you being in Comedy Zone this weekend. I'm actually coming through to check you out tonight. We're going to be in
Thanks,
the building.
Larry. Thanks for coming.
I'm going to hide in the back.
Wow. Free ticket Larry's coming. I'm so happy you're showing up. Taking money out of my pocket, Larry. He gets a bar stool.
He's going through it, Larry.
Don't give him a table.
Cash out that man some money, Larry.
I'll be there tomorrow.
Did you hear what he said? He said he got it. I heard him say he got the $44,000. I got it. I didn't say that, Gary.
It's out of my pocket.
I'm still on that.
That's the only DM I sent back. Somebody was, I'm not going to call her out, but she is a radio / personality, but she was basically like downplaying the whole thing. She kept saying, I ain't famous enough for this to be news.
What?
And I don't have it like that. And she said, you know, he ain't got cake like, all to her was cake. He ain't got cake like that. He ain't got cake like that. Am I allowed to say the B word?
No.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Just say the B word.
This ain't gonna hit like because the B word in this, that's the punchline. So this is just pointless for me to talk about this. Anyway, she said, I ain't got cake like that. And I DM'd her. I said, bakery. I said, bakery, bitch. Down my pockets. Come get this cronut donut. Coffee cake, carrot cake.
I ain't got cake like that.
Who you talking to right now? I'm on a
door deal. Talk about no man pockets, boy.
Yo, I'm on a percentage deal with the clubs. Who are you right now?
Good morning.
Today is a wonderful day.
Best in the morning.
No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse, 5:50 till 10 a.m. on Power 98.
Be down every morning, my home.
Trying to get y'all down.
No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse, Charlotte Plus, for New Year's Eve. So y'all tuning in to No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. Gary Owen is live inside the Madhouse. He's at the Comedy Zone starting tonight. Two shows tonight, shows tomorrow. Huh?
It started last night.
It started last night?
Yeah, we had a fire show last night.
Oh, okay. I thought it started tonight.
Awesome.
So you got two shows tonight, two shows tomorrow, and a show on Sunday. Yep.
Guess who's coming Saturday?
Who's coming Saturday?
Randy Moss.
Oh, yeah. That's a big homie.
Yeah.
That's a big homie. Yeah.
You know what I like about Randy? Buys his tickets. Straight up.
You know what? Randy ain't got enough connections, dude. No,
Randy, that dude, man. He likes to fish.
Yeah, he definitely likes to
buy
fish.
Buy comedy tickets. Because I told him, I said, yo, I got you. And he was like, nah, we are in there Saturday, dog. I was like, what? You bought them? I hate that I'm at the age bracket where I'm meeting guys and they're retired.
Yeah.
Like, I can't get tickets. I can't get tickets to Randy Moss's game, but his son's playing for the Bengals.
Yeah.
Oh, they signed him?
Yeah.
Thaddeus.
Yeah, Thaddeus.
Yeah.
Moss is a cool dude, though.
Huh?
He's a cool dude. Yeah. He's a real cool
dude. It's funny how when you're younger and you listen to the news outlets and reports, you know, like Dion and Randy and stuff like that, and then you meet them, they're like the coolest guys on the planet.
What you heard
at all, and it'd be the ones you think's cool.
Yeah,
man, there's a couple. I was like this. Oh,
you're
completely different. You got everybody fooled. Everybody.
Oh, I hate them. Can't stand them.
So before we came on, we was asking you. We have a segment on our show if you wanted to get toes, and you said
I do not. I do not. Have you seen what my wife has written on social media? Don't let me be like, are you with Charlotte trying to get toes?
We're trying to go viral, Gary. We're trying to go viral.
It's just Larry.
Larry did it.
I'm trying to go viral.
I thought they were choosing people for tickets.
That's a believable name. You can use that one. Larry did it. No, it was Larry.
I'm dating somebody.
Oh, you dating somebody already?
Larry, you can be...
He is not.
Yes, I'm engaged.
Oh, okay.
I work fast. She's amazing.
He's going to ask you when we get off air, Gary. Don't worry about it.
I get it.
I'm already remarried. It just happened. Look.
Right here in Charlotte.
I do.
Right here in Charlotte. So what kind of shows you putting together for the weekend? Like, are you talking about everything that's going on? Okay. So
everything that I'm allowed to talk about.
That you're allowed to talk about.
Yeah. Yeah. Can talk about everything.
Yeah.
Are you planning a big special? Doing a special anytime soon? Yeah.
I can't wait. This new one?
I love it when you get on
the internet and people that don't ever see me live. That's the thing about internet trolls is when they say I'm canceled and things like that, I go, you don't have that much power. One. Two. You were never going to pay to see me anyways.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So I don't care about your opinion.
Yeah. I tell them all the time. Cancel
you
culture
do
is.
Not, you were never going to pay to see me. So when people say, like, what's it going to do for material now? I go, watch.
You want to do a comedy with 30
be
years?
Funny? I'll post something, and I'll post an old joke or something, right? It'll have nothing to do with race, nothing to do with my ex-wife, nothing to do with anything, right? Mm-hmm. It'll just be something, whatever, like horses having sex or something. And they'd be like, well, he ain't gonna have no material now that he's getting a divorce because all his act was about his wife and kids. And I go, you just posted that on a joke that had nothing to do with my wife and kids. You're a freaking idiot. Like, I just posted a joke. There was like a guy in the audience a couple weeks ago. I was in Tacoma and he was killing this salad. And then I was making fun of him because he was destroying it. And he had to look at him and goes, yeah, I'm keto. You know,
he's like, what?
Why do keto people always tell you, yeah, keto. That's why I'm eating so fast. I'm ketoing. And I go, I posted that joke, so there's nothing about race, nothing about my family. And then there's like a few people on there like, he done. He got no more material. I'm like this. You're posting it on a joke.
They just want something to say. They want people to see.
They want you to engage.
Yeah,
that's what they want.
Yeah. Exactly. Not engage with people in apartments with roommates in their underwear with cookies and cream ice cream and their joystick. Yeah, I don't interact with you. In fact, I'm better than you. I am. They say nobody's better than other people. Yes, we are. There's people that are better than me. Right now, I can honestly say, like, Dave Chappelle is probably better than me. Mm-hmm. In life, he could look at me and go, Gary, I'm better than you. I'm doing better than you. My life's better than yours. Yes, Dave, you're right. You're better than me. So I can't talk smack about you. But there's a lot of people I can't. And they're on the internet, and they're trolling.
So you get any movies lined up because you
yeah,
know?
Yeah, I start one about 3 weeks, me and Wesley Snipes.
Oh, you and Wesley?
Yeah, because my career has fallen off.
Done. You're done.
Yeah. Yeah. Me, I think Tiffany's in it.
Tiffany Haddish?
Yeah. Okay. Is there another one?
I'm just got to make sure.
No, Tiffany, the singer from the 80s. I think we're alone now. Doesn't seem to be anyone around.
You know that song. You know that song.
I was like 10 or 9, and she's at the mall. I go, that girl's hot. But, no, me, I think Faison's in it.
Mm-hmm.
It's called My Magic Johnson. It's hysterical.
Wait a minute.
They, like, in the late 90s, Chippendales ran Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we were the chocolate chips, and oh, we were God. The strippers off Vegas, about oh. the black strippers.
Oh,
and they all thought I was, you know, we get the band back together.
Yeah.
Wesley's the lead stripper, then Faison obviously let himself go. But I was one of the strippers, and they all thought I was black back in the day because I would show up at the strip club in a motorcycle with the helmet on, and when I took it off, my stripper name was like Dr. X. So I had the surgical mask and thing. Well, I was really going through medical school. So stripping was paying away their medical, so I had like spray tan and everything. So everybody's like, you're white? I go, yeah! You guys didn't know that? I go, no, you show up in a motorcycle and just got on stage and then you left. You didn't talk to nobody.
That's dope.
So we get the band back together. So they're, I don't know who else they got. And they were talking about Morris Chestnut. I'm not sure if he committed. I don't know. I do know Wesley and me.
Mm-hmm.
And so,
let me ask you this.
Wesley Snipes as a stripper? That's going to be funny.
Yeah.
Have you ever turned down a movie role where it was a mostly white cast? Because we all know you from Think Like a Man, from Meet the Blacks, from comedy, yeah. from all the black stuff.
Yeah.
But ride along, Burp. Stop right. saying
there, there's been movies I couldn't do because of scheduling, but I don't think I've ever said no.
Okay.
I'm not at that level. No, I'm still better than people. Don't get tricky. Still better than a lot of your listeners. But I am. No, I am. Like for real. If you're in your Chevy Malibu right now with no air conditioning, I'm better than you. I'm so better than you. I am. I know it sucks to hear, but I am. So what are you going to do about it? You can either get mad at me or you can try to get to a point where you're better than me. But right now, you're not.
Motivational tips from Gary Owen.
Motivational tip from Gary Owen.
Larry,
uh-huh.
I'm doing better than you. It sucks, man.
It's
it sucks
right,
to hear,
I'm
man.
I'm all right.
Larry, you're doing okay,
I'm
but
doing
not
okay.
as good as
I'm not doing as good as you, but I'm okay. But I'm okay. Gary, Larry is okay.
Let me tell you something. Let's put Larry at the comedy zone and see how that works out for the weekend.
Don't get him started.
So let me tell
Larry,
you about this one time.
I'm kidding, but I'm not.
But listen, though. I'm a comedy trainer. And, yeah, so Burpee had a show, and I kind of rocked the show. You know what I mean?
No.
I did.
Larry, I don't believe you. I rocked.
Burp right there, he'll tell you the
Burpee.
Truth.
He Burpee, rocked
you
it.
Lie. You better not lie.
He did.
Let me ask you this.
Number one thing
was
to
it,
come
was it a Bernie Mac in
nah,
his heyday
nah,
rock
nah,
or
no.
a Shucky Ducky in his heyday rock?
It was you better not say no Shucky Ducky. I'm going to punch
it
you.
It was a I'm laughing because there's no limit Larry kind of.
Oh, T.P. Hearn. You got a T.P. Hearn rock. Got it.
T.P. Hearn. Say something. Hey, Gary.
Hold on.
Nah, Gary, nah. We was going to
today.
Nah, bro. Nah, you
funny
got
T.P.
Hearn
story.
Me.
Funny T.P.
Hearn
story. I'm sorry.
I got to hear.
T.P. Hearn story. I get to L.A., right? My first manager in L.A., his cash cow was T.P. Hearn. I got T.P. Hearn.
What?
And at that time, I was like, oh, my God, T.P. Hearn.
Yeah.
I just seen him on comedy. I never seen him in person. Yo, they did a showcase, and T.P. went up. He ate it so hard, I fired the manager. And I go, you're fired. If that's your cash cow, I'm out. I fired him. Like, legit,
Let him go. I go, I can't. What just happened? For me? I've been doing stand-up a year. What just happened?
And you already know.
And
that
I'm like,
ain't
BT has some amazing editors.
Oh, we know. I know.
Man.
Yeah.
He gave me the TP. I'm a little funny.
The comedy on TV is not what people think. When you're there live and you see it, it's
Oh my God. There's so many good young comics right now too out there.
Yeah. That's what I was going to ask you. Like, you watch, like, do you sit back as a comedian and watch other comedians? Not like to steal their stuff or anything, but just like watch.
I don't
study,
watch
kinda
a lot
like.
Of stand up, but when you're obviously on these tours,
yeah.
you see, you know, I always, it's funny, before the divorce, before the pandemic. I just became very like talk showist. Listen, before the divorce, it'd always be like it was DC Young Fly, me, Mike Epps, a couple other people, and DC would always go up right before me, and I always would laugh. And the first show I would say, because I would go up after DC, is like he would literally segue from getting his butt, serviced.
No, oh, okay.
Not by a guy, like a girl.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, I got you.
Like with her mouth.
Right? Yeah.
I don't know what I can say on the air here.
I got you.
But it would segue that into like this freaking prayer that brought the roof down. Yeah, right. And I'd always go up and go, talk about a segue. It's literally DC screaming, ah! That girl, when she hit that spot, I was like, ah! Let me tell you about the Lord. He's my guy right now. I'd be getting this long prayer and the crowd be going nuts. And I'd be like, that was an amazing segue. You cannot knock a guy that can go from salad tossed in a good way by a woman to prayer.
To Jesus.
This whole my career is all because of God. I go, dude. It's amazing. It's an amazing segue.
Any old school comedians you look at and you like, or who's your favorite like older comedian, like Richard Pryor, Bernie Mac?
Yeah, of course, yeah. Bernie and Richard. Talk about people I've been on the road with. I'll tell you who I love, who I hate following is Lavelle Crawford.
Oh my God.
But Lavelle will go long too.
Yeah.
Oh God, he'll get on my nerves sometimes. He'll be on the show. He'll get off.
Is that not the worst feeling when you're sitting there waiting to get on stage?
The worst is when they didn't know. Oh, no, you've been doing this 30 years? You know the difference between 40 and an hour 15.
Right, right.
That was a whole episode of Webster. You literally did a whole episode of Webster.
We got more of Gary on. We'll come back.
Good morning. Today is a wonderful day.
Best in the morning.
No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse, 5:50 till 10 a.m. on Power 98.
Take Power 98 everywhere with our new mobile app from your app store.
Damn.
Be sure to follow us on all social media at Power 98 FM.
Yeah, tell a friend to tell a friend.
You got it locked to the plug. Power 98.
And with that WAP, we about to get up out of here, man. Shout out to my man Gary Owen riding with us this morning.
Yeah, I wanted to leave an hour ago.
Damn.
But nobody got up. I didn't want to be here this long.
Ted is driving you around?
Ted. Yeah. Monotone Ted.
Yeah, Ted might be a serial killer.
Monotone Ted.
He might be a serial killer.
Yo, when he pays you at the end of the week, he'd be like this. Hey, man, this don't seem right. It's right. No, we had more people here that night. They didn't. Check this. What?
Ted is the one who does pay out.
Ted gives zero Fs.
None.
What you're going through in life.
None.
Oh, Ted, round up. We're going through a messy divorce. 44K. Not my problem.
This is what we
agreed
on.
Made better life choices.
This is what we agreed
on. Yeah, bro.
Ted might be doing better than you.
What you wearing?
I'm wearing Lululemon sweats.
What you got on? What you got on, man?
You know you're doing better, people. Lululemon sweats, man.
Ow.
Lululemon.
Ooh.
Look.
You got on. I see it moving back there. Let me get.
Hold on.
What is going on in this studio?
I don't know what's going on.
What the hell just happened?
Your DM's about to be popped.
Gary Owen at the Comedy Zone tonight, tomorrow night, and...
Well, tomorrow's pointless.
Well, yeah, because tomorrow's sold out.
Because I'm falling off, doing better than you. Doing better than you.
And
whack
Sunday.
Trolls.
You got a show? One show on Sunday?
One show on Sunday, still doing better than you.
Come on, man. Let's roll call
about it.
I can feel it.
Yeah. Even though you couldn't listen anywhere else today,
We appreciate you for rocking with the Madhouse. And we just like to show our appreciation with this Madhouse roll call.
Oh my goodness, am I gonna be on the radio?
Let's go.
It's time for the roll call. It's time for the roll call. Where they at?
Uncle.
Where they at?
Dance house.
Where they at?
Where
they at? Where they at? It's time for the roll call. It's time for the roll call.
For me, right here. Look at that.
Where they at? Though? Where they at? Though? Where they at?
Where they at? Where they at?
DMs. That's where they at though. In my DM, doing better than you.
Shout out to Gary Orton and Billy Lily Baby. Shout out to Sweet Strawberries, my boy Darius the Barber. Shout out to Drina Streeter checking in one time. My DJ Smitty, what's up, boy? Red Man James 21.
Regular people.
Shout out to everybody in the Zoom room one time, on the Zoom room. He on my live. We shout out everybody.
Shout out the Zoom room, Gary. Shout out the Zoom room.
Every regular person in charge.
He just shout out the Zoom room.
He shout out the Zoom room. My barber. The girl that gave me the brown rice at Chipotle.
They're my people.
You shout out every regular person.
They're my people, Gary. They're my people.
Shout out to the groundskeeper. The Triple A affiliate Charlotte baseball team. Shout out to you.
You done, Larry?
I'm done.
Oh, all right. Shout out to my twin. My twin said, tell Gary.
Right, you have a twin.
What's up. I said, what's up? My twin.
I forgot you have a twin. He's gay, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, gay twin. I remember that now. Yeah. Burpee's gay twin. What up, homie? Hey, let's play some Frank Ocean on the way out.
So far.
Shout out to Burpee's gay twin.
Yeah,
that's it. Shout out to all the regular people on my live.
Regular.
Oh, shout out to my best friend Tish. What up,
Tish?
Tish,
what's she looking like?
Tish. Just kidding. She's married. She's married, guys. She's married.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It really doesn't.
Okay. Hey, man, yeah, Gary, appreciate you being here tonight, man. Today.
Today, he said tonight.
My twin said he is trans, not gay.
What does that mean? Is he getting a surgery?
If
he was in the Olympics,
he'd be running with the men.
Female or male team?
He'd be on the male team.
Oh, okay.
Not surgery yet. Maybe it's going that way. I don't know.
This whole conversation.
Damn, I didn't know it was here. That's what she said.
You got brothers and sisters?
Yes. Three older sisters.
And they're all straight?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. So you're the only one in your family that likes the female body part. Everybody else came out looking for some
My brother
some
liked
sticks.
It a little too much.
Yeah, a lot.
The Power 98 Roll Call is sponsored by Plato's Closet. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.